Hey, what's happening, guys? Welcome to another episode of Let There Be Talk. It's number 101. Yes, we've made it. We're over the 100 hump. Good to be here today, right? Good to be anywhere. That's a Keith Richards thing. He used to come out and go, "Hey, good to be here. It's good to be anywhere, right?" How is everybody? I feel good. I had to sleep, so this episode's late, man. I was just did 24 shows straight. Vegas, into San Luis Obispo, into Sacramento. So I was pretty tore up, but I feel good today. Slept in my own bed. I'm out of the 106 degree heat. I was just on the Satan Sun Devil tour, meaning I just did shows where the sun was right on your face. Satan Sun Devil tour. It's fucking funny. I was in SAC over the weekend. I got Ian Edwards on my mind because Ian Edwards' record's coming out tomorrow on Team Coco. I want all you guys to tweet that, please, tomorrow on Tuesday to buy Ian Edwards' brand new comedy CD, 100% half-ass on Team Coco. Also, Ian's going to be on Conan tomorrow night. I love this guy. He's one of the funniest guys on the planet. He's like my best friend. So please support Ian Edwards. Follow him on Twitter. Get his CD on Team Coco. And watch him on Conan tomorrow night, Tuesday, June 10th. The same day as Rival Sons comes out tomorrow. So great day to buy some records tomorrow. Or iTunes or whatever you got to do. But get the Rival Sons is finally here and the Ian Edwards record. Back to my story, though. I was in Sacramento all weekend with Nick Youssef. I was supposed to be up there with Chris D'Elia. He had a film or something canceled, and they let me headline my first time. I co-headlined with Nick Youssef. We had a killer time. We went record shopping, of course. I picked up Metallica Garage Days. Oh, what a score. I also got Injustice for All, except Balls to the Wall. And my good friend, who's a big Let There Be Talk listener, and new friend. I mean, I've never met him, but we have mutual friends. Tony Edelman gave me a Montrose, the first Montrose record, and took us out to lunch and incredible food. We ate at some place down in Midtown. It was great. Midtown, like it's New York or something cool. It's Sacramento. Yeah, we're in Midtown, man. You know. It was great, man. Sacramento, you guys are great. Here's what was great. It's so amazing and like no bullshit to be out doing shows and people go, "Man, I love your podcast." There's nothing that feels better than that. I mean, it just knocks me out that you guys dig it. It means so much. I just love it, man. It's getting crazy. I love that. Let's see, this guy Craig Giovanetti. I probably fucked his name up, but he came down with his woman. And then his woman's like, "Look, man, Craig's a huge fan." So that was cool to meet Craig. We met Joshua Tipton, who was an amazing guy. I was walking down the street in Sacramento. He just drove by and said, "I'm going to see you tonight." That was kind of surreal. And he rides bicycles all over California like Nick does. So that was cool. He came. And then some desk squatters were there. Jason DuBlu, I'm probably fucking your name up. I'm terrible with names. let's see. Danielle Gearman came. And Ruben Mejia. Shout out to all you guys. Those were the only eight people at all the show. So, you know, I'm fucking around. But SAC, I like it. It's old school to me, man. I used to go there when I was young. Just fucking party and go to the Cal Expo and watch concerts during the state fair back in the day. And it's just, it's a weird stepchild. I call it the Big Little Shitty City or something. Shitty Big Little City. I don't know. That's just for a joke though. Sac's cool. people out there love rock and roll still. I remember one time I saw Aerosmith there at the Cal Expo, and it's gravel. It was just a stage and gravel, and someone threw a rock at Steven Tyler like a fucking moron and hit him in the head and busted open his head, man. And he had to get stitches mid-show. So whoever did that probably died early death, you know. Don't throw shit at concerts. What are you doing? It's insane. That's how I know I'm getting old. I went to see Rage Against the Machine like 2 years ago with Ian. And we're at the LA Sports Arena, the big Coliseum. It was Rage, Muse, and Lauryn Hill. So we're there, and they got AstroTurf down to protect the grass. And people are lighting the AstroTurf on fire, which at a young age, I would have been like, yeah, fire, fire. Like, fucking funny. But as an old fucking dick that I am, I was like, man, that stinks. And that's going to give us cancer. So there I am thinking about like getting cancer from inhaling AstroTurf burning up. I'm out of my mind, right? But yeah, that shit stinks. So you get old. Don't throw shit at concerts, man. How dumb are you? People light off bombs and stuff. That could take out an eye. You guys are going to take someone's eye out. When you're young, you're like, yeah, that'd be cool. And now you're like, I kind of need my eyes. You know? I'm going crazy. Love you guys, man. I'm in a good mood today. Some fucking jackass is on a rooftop up the street with a rifle. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know all the info yet. But it was just Helicopter City here woke me up. That's the Hollywood alarm clock, is the helicopters. Let's see. Big stuff. Who's going to come see me with Artie Lang July 11th at the Nokia in Los Angeles? Come out to this. This thing is going to be epic. Artie Lang, are you kidding me? Get tickets now. I can't believe it. One of my favorites. I'm opening for Artie Lang. This is so insane. I love it. Artie Lang, man. If you haven't read his new book, Crash and Burn, I got it right here. It's fantastic. Read it. Or Too Fat to Fish is one of the funniest books I've ever read. It's right up there with Motley Crue, The Dirt. Just drugs and drugs, drugs, and more drugs. I'm going to be at the Long Beach Laugh Factory with Eric Griffin. That's a one-night show. Workaholics, Eric Griffin, Montez. Eric Griffin's one of my favorite people, him and Ian. I can't tell you how much these guys helped me in my first few years of comedy. Without them, I'd just be fucking lost. So Eric Griffin, June 26th, he and I at the Long Beach Laugh Factory. And let's see. Those are the shows I wanted to push as of, you know, what's going on. Thanks, everybody, for the love on iTunes and the subscribers out there and the reviews. Oh, I think I got a new review. Somebody just hit me from Vegas. I love this guy. He hit me up and said, let me get it real quick because I want to give him a shout out. If you guys, you know, email me and stuff, I love it. Say hi. It's cool. Guy, I think his name's Chuck, hit me up. Said he was at the Vegas shows. So if you guys are out at the Vegas shows, yeah, his name's Chuck. Thanks, Chuck. Out there driving in his truck he calls the Big Brown, which just sounds kind of gross. Riding in the Big Brown. Trucker speed. Looking at lot lizards. That's some trucker lingo. Great episode today. Flashback episode happened February 28th, 2012. I had the beautiful, talented, great voice, rock and roller, Sass Jordan. Sass Jordan was huge in the late 80s, 1988. She had a huge record out, kind of Black Crowes with a female front person. Really cool voice, unbelievable singer. She later on went on to be a judge on Canadian Idol and started a new band with my good friend Brian Tishy, who's an absolute monster of rock. I love him, who's out on tour right now. Brian is doing the tribute to Randy Rhoads if you're on the East Coast. So that's this episode. It happened February 28, 2012. I'm glad I can share it with you guys the first time. Enjoy it. This episode, like all episodes, brought to you by the mighty McGuire Harley Davidson. Are you guys riding this summer or what? Thinking of going to Sturgis. You want to ride, you go down to McGuire Harley Davidson, Northern California's best Harley dealer. 93 First Avenue, North Pacheco, California. Hit up Ryan. Tell him I told you to come in. Get your bikes, guys. Get some Harleys. Let's rock it. Let's go for a ride. Let's do a Del Razor ride. Del Razor run. And that'd be fun. McGuire Harley Davidson. What a great, great sponsor. These guys have been so good for Let There Be Talk. I love you guys, Ryan. Your showroom's fantastic. The shop's great. It's family owned. You can't get better than that. You're not going to get some bad slacker, you know, working that doesn't like his job. These guys own the place, so they're into it. Go in there. McGuire Harley Davidson. Check them out, McGuire-HD.com. Tell them I sent you. Thank you, everybody that came to Sacramento. I loved it. Punchline, you were fantastic. Molly, I love you. Everyone in the, you know, the two punchlines are just great places to see comedy. Sacramento's lucky. They got a great, great room. And the people that work there are fantastic. So we had a good time. Thanks, everybody. Next week, I'm going to have Ian Edwards on. And this week, I'm playing Ryan Adams for the pinball. So you'll find out if Ryan does the podcast or not. Thank you, guys. Shout at me. See you at the shows. You look out. What's today? Tuesday. We got the Muppets in here.
What's up?
I'm Brian Tissy, Sass Jordan. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. Thank you, Dean. How are you?
Good, man.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that song that we just heard was your new stuff, right?
That's yeah, right. Nomad.
And is that record out?
We're working on it.
Yeah?
We're working
Sounds
on
good.
It.
Where can they hear that? Can you hear it on your website or something?
The best thing to do right now is if you're on Facebook, which you probably are, is just to go to our Sun website. It's called Something Unto Nothing. The acronym is Sun. And if you click on band profile there, there's like most of the tunes. And you can just click on them and listen. I think you have to actually like the page. That's how we get you on that right there, you know?
Right, right.
But, sneaky.
Yeah. It's great to have you back, Brian.
Yeah, it was like a month ago or something.
Yeah, we had you a month ago. And then
great shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
Really nice. It really fits you well.
Yeah, Bill Burr. I think Bill got one, right?
Bill's got one, yeah.
Yep, and you gave me an XL. I like it tight. I like to show my tits. You know what I mean?
Did you just swear?
Yeah,
that's not a swear. It's not a swear.
God dang.
Tits isn't a swear word, right?
I know. I was just checking. I'm used to network TV.
You can say whatever you want on here.
Really? That's probably not a good thing.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
He's like,
yeah, but we don't know if we want her to say that, you know, anything she wants to say.
Right. Are you married, Sass?
Yes.
You are? How long?
Yeah. Long enough to forgotten how long.
Wow. Okay.
You got to respect that.
Does the guy play music?
Strangely enough, yeah. Yeah. I don't seem to meet that many dentists.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's the thing.
Because your teeth are perfect.
Is he in your band?
No.
No.
He's in a band called The Guess Who.
Oh, The Guess Who, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know those guys.
He's not an original member, is he?
Well,
he's like 90.
No. Who is?
Yeah. There's no original members in any band anymore.
In any band, except for Sun. Something Unto Nothing.
Right.
Yeah. I can't do it. I
don't need to hear American Woman ever again. I'm one of those guys.
I need to do that.
Yeah, I know. Lenny Kravitz messed that up for me, right?
Yeah, I really like the original, you know?
Yeah,
I like the original intro. The bluesy intro.
I like No Sugar Tonight in my coffee.
No Sugar Tonight!
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I did one gig with them. I filled in one gig last year. They made a drummer, and it was overwhelming learning it all. No rehearsal, do a quick sound check. But it was fun.
But
I was like,
you
wow.
kicked ass.
But, well, thank you very much, but... what is it? These Eyes. Come on.
These Eyes.
Oh, my goodness. It's
great
massive.
Voice. What? Great voice on that. What's the singer's name?
Burton Cummings.
Is he still in the band?
Uh-uh. That's what my husband does.
Oh, my God.
Took his place. Took his place.
Well, and was Burton Cummings still alive?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, It's just like nonsense out there. It's like a puzzle of who plays and who's banned.
Please, I know.
Yeah. I had this talk with him when he was on. It's just kind of like...
It's incestuous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really
What's that
is.
Mean?
It's a $50 word, and you can get 25.
Yeah. So let's get a little background on you, because some people...
Because I am old, motherfucker! I've been around. Hey,
I'm old, too.
We're talking
I'm old
about
too.
A dinosaur.
What, when did you start? You're from Canada.
Yeah, I grew up in Canada, yep.
And where at?
In Montreal.
Montreal. And you grew up on rock, because I wasn't aware of you... Till I'd say, I guess, 90, that kind of Black Crowes sounding group you had.
Yeah.
I was a huge Black Crowes fan, and they had Hard to Handle and all that going.
Yep.
And then you came out, what was it called?
It was called Racine. The record was called Racine.
But
I think
single?
The song was called Make You Believe.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What
and
about.
It was heavy kind of... that kind of sound, the Black Crowes sound was big
was,
around there.
Yeah.
Of course, it's Stones bass, all
it,
that.
Exactly. It was a face. I was trying to be like Rod Stewart with the faces. That's what I was trying to be. So were they.
Right,
they
absolutely.
They were a snitchy bit more successful.
There was another band. There was another band at the time also, London Choir Boys.
Yes.
Came out exactly the same time.
Q-U-I-R-E. I think
that's
I did
right.
a show with them in London, England, with Bad Company.
Right. So... That sound was crazy that it hit, because you got to think, you got like Guns N' Roses, you got Aerosmith is big at the time, you've got all that stuff going, and then all of a sudden Black Crowes come out and everybody's got this whole new thing going.
But they
you know?
Didn't like girls doing it.
No, and you know what? It's amazing that you're on, because nobody ever really likes chick rockers.
At all.
Ever. So
it's
that's
amazing.
A weird...
I don't know how I did it, but I did.
It's a weird gig to get into,
it's
right?
It's a very weird gig, yeah.
I think when the girls, they get into it, they have to be extra good. Because right away, you're going to be fried, so your voice has to be amazing.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, shit, she's good
I
for
guess,
a girl.
I don't know,
right?
but yeah.
Sass is the best female rock vocalist going now.
Because I have a secret.
What is it?
I'm really a fucking dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck, nice cover-up job, though.
Yeah.
We had to wake up early. I have to help her sometimes. You know, that's where her husband comes in. Now, like, she always needs one, you know.
So that record came out, and it sold pretty good, right?
Here it was almost gold.
Right. And you toured with some big bands, right?
But it was platinum, like triple platinum or double platinum. I can't fucking remember. I swear I don't remember
when
this
the
stuff.
Platinum start rolling in, who cares?
In
you know?
Canada. But that means
but Canada's way smaller.
Yeah, it sold 10 copies basically.
Let me ask you a question though. So that record starts to hit and you go out on the road with someone, right?
Oh,
like you're touring
a
with
lot
big
of
bands.
Them. Oh god.
Like who?
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Who's you tour with then?
Yeah.
I toured with Aerosmith.
Yep.
And, I don't know. Look it up
Extreme,
on the.
Extreme, were you with?
Steve Miller. Brian Adams.
Brian Adams.
Archangels. That was a good
Archangels.
One. Yeah.
Oh, those guys were great.
They were great. Yeah. And they were just coming out, too.
Right.
This is 1992. Who
right.
else? I played with so many. Huge bands,
right?
And I can't remember any of them.
Cheap Trick, Cheap Trick,
of course.
Were you doing drugs?
No. Why? Because Archangels is always saying
no.
Because you can't remember the.
No, because you can't remember. You just ratted out Archangels.
Remember anything? Which is why
she ratted out Archangels. It's drug.
Well, it wasn't that Doyle Bramwell's band.
Yeah, that's right.
We all know about you.
This is how you preserve your youthfulness. You just forget everything that ever happened to you.
Right.
You just stay young.
You stay.
Right.
I fucking can't remember anything.
So
I never could.
You what? You don't do any drugs?
I don't even remember lyrics. I did a lot of drugs, but all before the age of 20.
What kind of drugs were you doing?
I'm not going to discuss that with you today because I feel that is...
I mean, we talk drugs on the show
everything.
All the time. That's why, It does
everything,
I mean,
but...
I did every drug there was.
With the exception of blow.
Well, you didn't do blow.
I know. Anything speedy did not appeal to me at all.
Right. Oh, you're a down person.
Because I'm speedy.
Right. I'm the difference. I'm speedy, but I still like up stuff.
I know a lot of people like that, but I was just like, just slow me down.
Right. So anyway, that record comes out, and it's kind of a success, and then what happens? You go to another record?
Yeah, strangely enough, yeah.
But I understand. I'm just trying to get to where...
I'm teasing you. Yeah, so basically, I did a whole bunch of records, you know, and then
all on the same label, MCA?
See, again, you see, Dean, you're asking me shit. I don't know. I had a lot of labels because I had a different label in Canada. I had a different label in Europe. It was EMI in Europe.
Yeah.
It was MCA in the States.
Right.
It was, you know.
Right, right.
I don't even remember. But anyways, yeah. So then, blah, blah, blah. Then I get knocked up, moved back to Canada.
Right. By the guess who guy?
I think so.
Okay. Oh. Whoa. He had a little sugar in his coffee.
Yes. By the guess who guy.
How dumb was that joke?
It was pretty dumb.
I added a little extra oomph to my laugh
How do you guys meet?
Let me tell you that story.
I'm trying to.
You tell him. I gotta shut up.
It's really Sass quick. Might not remember it.
I definitely won't remember. I remember meeting him.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Wait, now I can't remember. It was 1993.
Hey, where do you want to see
And that? I came out to do a Randy Rhoads tribute at the Palace with Stevie Salas, TM Stevens, Richie Kotzen, Sass. They were all playing. I had met Stevie the year before. He saw me play drums. He kept in touch. Hey, dude, come on out and do this Randy Rhoads tribute. You know, blah, blah, blah.
When Randy Rhoads died, they did a tribute. Where was that
at? It was at the Palace, which is now what
Remember the Palace? Yeah, it's Avalon now.
Yeah. So I just came out and met all these guys. We did a rehearsal, did the show.
What'd you guys do, like crazy training shit?
We did No Bone Movies.
Yeah.
We did Stay With Me from, you know, how do I remember this? Because I just remember lots of things that really don't matter. But we did a James Brown song, too. Randy Rhoads tribute wasn't my song choice. You know, just saying.
James Brown tribute.
We did No Bone Movies, which is track two off of side two of, you know, I can't remember the riff on the guitar. But so anyways, and then the next day we went and tracked a song in a little studio of Sass's called High Road Easy, which ultimately that drum track and the song became the first single off her next record called Rats, which I did the drums on the whole thing for.
Right.
Her and Stevie
Salas.
That
was the follow-up to the big
Racine,
first.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Gotcha.
So that came out in 94.
Right.
And then it ends up I joined a band called Pride and Glory with Zach Wilde. Sass has her band, which she gets Taylor Hawkins on drums in, who went to Atlantis and the Foo Fighters.
That's right.
And then we ended ended up at some festivals playing. It was Aerosmith headlining with Sass and Pride and Glory. It was kind of cool because here we all
are in Finland.
Yeah,
those big festivals in Europe.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. So, you know, we've been, you know. A lot of years went by where we didn't see each other or work together or anything. And then a few years ago, we just, you know, I think it was like MySpace, something like that.
Right.
We reconnected.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're in L.A., well, you know, let's get together and maybe even write a song, whatever. And
right.
we did. And in the break, you'll hear that song called Burned. It's the first song. And I was like, to make the end of the story, which I'm trailing off into a whole new conversation. But basically, I go, well, Sass Jordan, when I'm going to write a song with her, you know, what would you want to do to showcase Sass? I go, why don't we let her, give her an open space, let her fill in the blanks with her voice, whatever she wants, and I'll just come in with a riff, a la Black Dog, which to me made sense.
Now, you don't play drums in the band now, right?
Recording, I did the drums and guitar, but live, we got Tommy Stewart, who was the Godsmack's original drummer for the first couple records and like 5 years of touring or whatever.
Yeah.
We had met back in 2000.
Which one do you like doing better, guitar or drums?
Guitar.
Really? Why?
Just because you're on the front? When you hit a chord and there's a bass underneath and a drummer that hits
it. Yeah, but you're like a drummer god, dude. Like, there's only a few good drummers.
That's right.
And then
Thank you,
Dean. Fucking come up to the front and it's like, hey, asshole.
Keep going, please keep
you're
talking.
The killer drummer.
Yeah, but I'm working on my guitar. Right. It's getting better. Listen.
I know. Get the hell out of here. Hey, hold on a minute.
He's pretty badass.
I did see
it.
No, I know his band. I saw Ball and I love him and everything.
That's right. He knows
Hell yeah. I know what the hell he does.
Nobody knows Ball. He's the only one who knows Ball. It was a little band I had to play guitar and sang it. Even Dean knows that.
But when you're in a band and you know how hard it is to find a great fucking drummer, when the guy has the skills, you're like, dude, you're the drummer. That's just how it is.
Well,
if you need to move up to the front, we'll just move the kid up front.
Listen, Dave Grohl is one of the best drummers in the past 20 years.
That's
He's just so solid, powerful,
He's
smart.
Awesome, but you're better than him. I love Grohl. I love Grohl, but you're an all-around fucking
badass. But I'm saying, it's a very rare thing what he's accomplished.
Right.
But I'm saying, he is so good. He is so, like, you could put him in any studio situation, and he's going to be the smart drummer that plays the right part and makes it groove heavy. It's just that's how he is.
Right.
He just said, you know what? Yeah, I am that guy, and I'm in the biggest band in the world. But I'm going to start another band.
But he's got a great drummer. Taylor's great.
Taylor's awesome. I mean, you know, it's funny. I mean, it's all intertwined here one way or another. But
I know,
I'm just saying,
it's weird.
Yeah, my boy Rami plays keyboards in that band.
Yeah.
Rami Jaffe from the Wallflowers. He's the keyboard player in Foo Fighters, the B3 guy. You got B3 in your band?
We do. No, they're just three pieces.
You got to have B3 in that band. You know what I mean?
Wait, which band?
And your band now.
Oh, in my band?
Oh, no,
yeah.
We did Sass?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm so sunned up right now. I can't relate.
See, there's two bands. There's Sun Something on Another, which is our band.
I got
and
you.
Sass, but you have in your band.
So you're
Sass
still
Jordan.
Doing two.
Yeah, I
you're
still
doing
do
this?
I still do shows, yeah.
And where do you do those mostly? Like Canada? Right, right.
Where you can make some money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, the money's cheap. No good around here anymore,
money's
right?
Money's no good anywhere.
I know.
But you just got to have some kind of a name. I
yeah.
got more of a name there.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's why I make some money there.
So, singing, okay, hold on now. You have a baby, and what, you take a bunch of time off? How long?
2 years, and then I get on this TV show.
What was it? Like the what is it?
Idol.
Yeah, like Idol, and you're a judge, right?
Uh-huh.
That's bitching up in Canada.
That's,
Canadian
really
Idol.
Yeah, but
Canada.
Still. But
that's
still.
Why they call the Canadian Idol.
Well, whatever, man. You're
yeah, but here's the thing. Check this out.
Yeah.
10,000 years ago,
yep.
My roommate at the time brings home this dude one night. He goes, this is my friend. I just met him at the bar, and he just got kicked out of his hotel. He's a manager. He's from England, because we're all from England originally,
right.
Me and my roommate.
Gotcha.
And he goes, and he needs a place to stay. He got no money. I said he could stay in the basement. Are you cool with that? And I'm like, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
It's my friend Simon. Anyways, and this guy hangs out, and he comes back every couple months. He comes back, and he lives in our basement and everything. And he's a great guy. We love him. He wants to be a manager. He's
right.
got, like, all these bands and stuff, and he brings them over and shit. And it's he's okay. So he hooks up with this big management company in England about, I don't know, 2 years later.
Right.
And he starts kicking ass. And this guy that he brought in as his first act suddenly is number one in the world everywhere.
It's Who's that?
Paul Hardcastle, that song, 19. No, 19.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yep.
Doesn't that fucking guy that used to sleep in our basement turn into Mr. Simon Fuller, the creator of Canadian, American, and all Idol shows?
Wow.
World fucking wide. Thank you. He's wow. not very rich.
Wow. Yeah. Dude,
he is so freaking loaded.
Yeah.
He used to sleep in my basement.
Wow.
But that's not
Wait,
how I got
Simon?
Him.
Simon Cowell? That
no,
guy?
No, no. Simon Fuller.
Okay.
And Simon Cowell.
They're partners?
We're partners, yes.
Gotcha.
But Simon Fuller's the guy that started it.
So how many years did you do Idol?
6.
And then it's not on up there
it's
anymore?
It's not on up there anymore.
Damn.
Are there repeats?
No.
Were you making some good paper on that?
Why not? Maybe someone wants to...
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed, yes.
That's good.
And so that's what that happened for like 6 years.
Because your husband can't be making any money in the Guess Who.
No, he makes money.
He does?
Oh, they pack
What are they doing,
casinos?
Casinos
pack.
Right.
Casinos, dude.
Casinos, chefs,
are guaranteed
festivals.
People
yeah.
guaranteed
right.
jam. Guess Who.
Right.
And those hits.
And they're badass. Like, they do a good show.
How
like,
old
really
your kid now?
14.
14? A girl or a guy?
Girl.
And she sing?
Yes.
Oh, no.
She's going to be a fucking scientist.
Who's she into? Like, what kind of music? Good music?
Real shit.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, like
what?
Musical theater.
We got the guitar noodle over there. He's the worst guitar player. Like, just blah, 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 blah. Why we're on the radio? He's over
they
there noodling.
You can't hear that, can you?
Oh, yes. Fuck yeah, you can.
My headphones are very low.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm...
Let me tell you, you're over
sorry.
There.
Sorry.
She's telling great stories.
I was trying to add, like, you know, like a...
He's like the guy when you're going over something in the studio and he's just noodling. You know that guy? Yeah, and you're going like, okay, you're going to the G chord. And he's like, what'd you say?
Wankage.
Yeah.
I'm so used to it, I don't even notice.
Oh, my God. See, that's one of the things I don't miss about music.
I don't
miss that about music at all.
Let's turn this mic up, because I really can't hear
You can't
myself.
Hear it?
No, okay. I mean, that's why I'm doing this.
Yeah, put it up to your face, dude.
When I get here, I still can't hear myself.
Take one ear off.
No, put it up to your face.
Last time I was here, it was all like, boom. It was like full.
You got a volume down there, too.
You want to trade places with me?
No. Just keep carry on. I'm just going to sit bored.
As you will.
No.
I'm kidding.
No,
he's the Tasmanian Tishy.
Yeah.
He needs to talk.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I'll just accept that everybody can hear me good. That's
no, you can. Believe me.
Okay. We can hear you perfect.
Great.
You know what it is? It's that drum. It's that snare ear. Pow! For all the ears.
My ears are all right still.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're all right.
Mine are kind of fried.
You know, what do you knock on wood and all that stuff? But you know,
you wear earplugs live?
No.
Yeah.
No, I do.
I wear those good ones, though, with the filter on them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's all good, though.
The ones you can't see?
It is good to wear this. No. It's. I mean, but, you know, you play with in-ears on when you do those proper kind of in-ear mix tours.
You don't like in-ears?
Oh, it's no fun. Doesn't it take the vibe
out
of the room
and
the excitement?
Well, also, it makes you sing lower, too. You'll be like, oh, American woman. Stay away from me. You know what I mean? And next thing you know,
and he doesn't want me to grab the guitar and start playing along.
No, I'm showing you. But and then the sound man's going, I got this fucker on 10, man. I've seen it. The monitor guy's like,
I like that sound. That sounded all right though. You know,
it's easy to sing low. You know what I mean? I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back. I'm back in the saddle again.
Hold on, I'm not gonna play.
Yeah.
God, we're not making any noise in here today, are we?
Oh, man. We're like the Muppet Band.
Oh, that's it.
We are loud. We're the Furry Freak Brothers.
Okay, so...
Sir, I have a question.
Yes.
What for the Tasmanian Tishy?
Yeah.
What does he eat for breakfast?
Tishy's like a healthy guy, right?
No, it's just all whatever happens. Starbucks and a maple scone. That's
I talked to him,
lunch,
though. He went mountain bike riding or something last week.
Yeah, mountain biking's awesome. You know, yeah. Racquetball's killer.
You lift weights?
No, you know.
He speed bags.
You try and do something to stay in shape. But it's a matter of how much time you got. Or you know, you go on this, I'm on a schedule. I'm doing it. I'm running or I'm doing my thing. And right now I'm in racquetball world.
I love that game. You know, how great is that?
It makes me more mad than anything else in the world. If I miss a shot, I think I should get it. And speed bagging. But that's like, if you're going for like speed and power and endurance, then that's a good workout. But for the finesse and the advanced stuff, that's more just like fun rhythmic stuff.
Yeah.
But racquetball, dude, come on. Yeah. So, but I get so mad. But 5 minutes later, I'm fine. But in the heat of battle, when I'm like,
you throw your racket.
There's the shot. I see it. I buy cheap rackets. Let's put it that way. Because I know they're not going to last. No. Every now and then you just go.
Heat of the moment.
Asia 1983.
Asia's terrible.
I was all like a little Asia.
I care what anybody says. That song
I was like,
sucks.
Okay, Asia.
It's right up there with the final countdown.
It didn't hit the final countdown. It's a little underneath.
You're talking
that.
About 80s.
Yeah.
Asia.
The fucking armpit.
The 80s rocked, man. Oh. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, so
you got fucking Appetite for Destruction. You got Back in Black. You've got fucking. Pump. You got Permanent Vacation. Aerosmith. Yeah.
Yeah, see, but to me, that's still all. It's like.
That's 80s.
Yeah, I know. But I'm talking about bands that were started.
Yeah, you know what? High and Dry, Def Leppard, one of the best records ever made.
That's 80s?
Yeah, that's like 81.
Is that 81?
That's 81, yeah.
80 was a great year. Record.
80, Back in Black. Starts it all.
Yeah, Blizzard of Oz.
Blizzard of Oz.
Women and Children First.
Women and Children First. Blizzard of Oz is fucking so smoking, the next one, Diary of a Madman.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. But they did them both around the same time.
You know, yeah. You know, that shit was lightning in a bottle. Yep. Who did you grow up listening to? Like
Jethro Tull.
Your voice, though. Who were you really into?
Oh.
No, I don't like the Tull.
Oh, I love the Tull.
He doesn't like the toe.
I don't like the toe.
But he calls him the toe.
Yeah. I'm not into Ian Anderson at all. I don't like flute rock, any of that fucking shit. I'm talking about, I come from the Jimmy Page land, man.
Wait,
where you got like Satan, drugs, and crazy riffs.
In the world of flute rock.
Yeah, flute rock's terrible.
Where else is...
There
Who
is
else
no
is in the
flute
rock world?
Hey, listen, here's the weird thing. When I was young, if people were into flute rock, they were into like Rush, they were into Triumph.
You don't like Rush?
I do now.
I hate Rush.
Hold on. I like them now. You know what record I like?
I love the guys. I just don't like
the Tom Sawyer record's a masterpiece. But I'm not into Today's Tom Sawyer Gets High on You. I don't like that like high voice shit. You're out of tune,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, just give me a chance. I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tune it up. Okay. But anyways, that was Limelight. I know that, that's a great
Hey.
Riff.
I like Canned Heat. I liked Savoy Brown.
Okay.
I liked...
You like Humble Pie?
Oh, that's because my pick's in there.
Steve Marriott shit?
No, but Peter Frampton said to me that I sound like Steve Marriott.
Yeah, well, a lot of guys, when they have that scratchy voice and
but
stuff...
But I'm not
they,
a guy.
No, but they always say, hey, little Steve Marriott.
No, they usually say, you sound like Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah. I think the problem with singing now is everybody thinks that it's that Christina Aguilera disease where they think it's all the notes you could hit. So they're like,
start with Maria Carey.
Yeah, it's all that.
It's got to be Steve.
And you know what? It's
the
like,
original is Stevie Wonder. Now he
well, that
does
guy's
it
the bomb.
Right.
Man, that guy's different. But you know, they think that if you hit all those notes,
I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I also
like Adele can sing. And, yes. And it's weird how people love Adele now. And it's because she can sing. And I go, yeah, because she's got fucking talent. Back in the day, everyone was like that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just one person.
I liked Amy. I really liked Amy. But it's not
who?
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
I
loved
her. She's like the baddest. But
I like Adele better because Amy.
Oh, no, not me.
To me, Amy Winehouse was just this kind of sound, though. It was like this, you know, it was this retro sound.
It's so interesting, that, like how people affect other people.
That's
right.
It's that's right. That's why,
it's so
that's why music's great.
Yeah. Because we could go on forever. But I listened to a lot of what we used to be called rhythm and R&B.
Yep.
Which was, it was like Isaac Hayes and fucking
Curtis
Chambers
Mayfield.
Brothers.
Fucking bomb. Kung Fu. Man.
Curtis Mayfield. God.
He, to me, is hands down top five.
Man. That's my guy.
That Kung Fu. I love that shit, man.
Okay, that's the shit, right?
It really is.
Al Green.
Pushing,
I use Cream. I love Cream.
Yeah.
I like 70s.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because it was good.
Bad Company, fuck.
Because it was good, right? You know what I like better than Bad Company? Free. Free smoke Bad Company. You got, I mean, Free. Fire and Water record?
It's awesome.
Fire and Water.
But, you know, when you go into the chorus of Bad Company by Bad Company, is there anything bigger from Free? I mean, I know All Right Now is, like, huge, but I'm saying...
That Fire and Water record, though.
The snare drum can't get enough. The snare drum can't get enough.
Yeah, we love Foreigner.
Oh, okay.
No, we love Foreigner. You're talking, you know.
That's just whenever that's...
What is that?
That's got style. You've been alone. You're always high.
Don't want your feet on the ground.
You say up. You don't come down. You're always in. You want to move to the sound. You got fire in your soul. Burning hot. But you don't feel the same. Your desire is your pain. You gotta stop until you do it again. Sometimes
I'm looking for a loving man. I know what I want, and I want it fast. With this warm, fine, and common man, we both share. That's a need for each other, in a time, anywhere. It gets so urgent. So urgent.
We're gonna have to pay these fuckers. So
urgent, 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 urgent.
You wait and see.
I'm urgent. That's a good one.
We're going to have to pay.
No, we don't pay.
Wow, you guys are good.
We don't pay. We don't pay.
Yeah.
Someone just wrote in. Funny thing about Bad Company, Five Finger Death Punch covered them, and kids are like, hear that new song?
Well, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
But you know what? At the end of the day, Paul Rogers got some more money.
Yep. But, you know, I got to say, I felt like I wasn't part of the party so much with the lack of volume. I got like 10 dB more.
So
well,
do I, though.
What's dB mean?
You should have sound checked.
Decibel.
Double barrel fun. What? dB.
You should have sound checked, dude. See? You tried to be cool and sleep on the bus, and you missed sound check.
That's what happens,
so
kids.
So fuck you, dude.
When you miss sound check, don't expect anything.
That's right. Monitor guy's looking at chicks. He ain't going to be pumping you up. He don't
Who
give a
is
fuck.
It?
And your monitor guy's right over there. Look at him. Yell at him. Monitor guy. You suck. Throw a stick at him. You ever throw a stick at the monitor guy?
No, I haven't.
No?
I know people that know.
I've seen it done.
Salas did.
No, I
saw it.
That.
I saw it done. Somebody fucking just start firing sticks at the guy, like, "Hey, asshole!
I'm not gonna. I know people that have and stuff, but no, it's not. It's not good. That's just
you can't do it now. It'd be on YouTube.
That's like sending your food back at a restaurant, right? And you go, they go, okay.
Not if the guy works for you. You go, you're fucking fired.
Well, maybe, but if you're in the middle of, if you're in Moscow and you got to get another drum tech, it could be a little difficult. He's fucking, you know, because I mean, you don't know what he's doing, but he's shoving sticks up his ass before he hands them to you. Here you go, as a freshie.
Well, then no, that's your roadie. When did roadie turn into tech? By the way, I wanted to ask that one. When did that happen?
I'm guilty of that because roadie just sounds so gay.
Right, no, but roadie's classic.
Right when garbage man turned into sanitary waste management.
Yeah, the fuck is that? Roadie's way cooler.
Roadie, dude.
It's so set 60s, 70s.
Guitar tech.
Yeah, that's dumb. You know what that happened? When they started going, like dumb. Taking the NAMM show serious, like I'm going to the NAMM show, dog, and I'm a technician, and I got to go down there and find out how to turn up his amp.
I'm going to the damn show.
I started my own brand of breath mints, and it was because of technicians coming up, fully garlic sandwich, pack of Marlboros, coming up, and you're playing, and it's all loud, like. Dude, I changed the head today. And you're like, dude, whoa. And I made my own thing.
Yeah.
Just took duct tape and instead of Tic Tacs, Tech Tacs. And I go right out of my pocket. I go, you need a Tech Tac.
Whoa, awesome. A Tech Tac.
Tech Tac.
And so was now, that, what's his name? The guy I knew, the big dude. Remember him?
Toast?
Yeah, Toast.
Toast is pretty good, but there's been others where it's like full, like garlic,
a
Marlboro.
Tech Tac. Hey, do you always use the same roadie technician?
No, because everybody works with me once and they get annoyed because I won't stop talking. You know?
What do those guys make now on a small tour? Because sometimes those guys are just like carnies. You know what I mean?
You know what he said? They work with me once and they get annoyed because I won't stop talking.
Hey, Erica.
Fucking this, true.
One of my Twitter followers, Erica, says this is a great show. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
Right
is
on.
That Erica? Is that Erica?
God bless Erica.
Langlers. I think she's from San Fran, but that's pretty fucking
cool.
Come on
down to the shows, and we're about to plug right now.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You got some shows coming up, right? You're playing the Viper Room?
Is that the right term, plug?
Plug. Hey, let's plug a show.
Plug. I only know that from...
Are your roadies going to be there?
We're going to have some roadies, but more importantly, some of the technicians are going to show up. But
they're hot.
Are they?
But let's.
Hey, do you fuck around on the road? You don't fuck around on the road, do you? Don't worry, your husband.
Yes. Of course I do.
Your husband's not listening to this.
Say yes.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
That rocks. That you actually just said that. That's great. Now, do you?
Unfortunately,
that's fucking cool,
guys. Yeah, guys, I just gotta say, I know we could talk about all that, but can we plug the shows first?
Hold on a minute.
Plug the shows.
Let's just butt plug the show. And I learned those two phrases from Howard Stern a long time ago. Networking and plugging.
Right.
Was from the Howard Stern
That's
as a
right.
kid.
Howard Stern, the greatest
Where
show.
Where are we
going,
playing?
Right?
Where are we playing?
Yeah, okay, let's talk. Hold on.
Where are we playing next Tuesday?
There's three shows coming up. If you want to come see the first show ever, it's the first time in front of people, in front of human beings on this planet.
Right.
The first time someone's going to do that, which is a little nerve wracking, as you know.
Yeah, and it could suck.
Up, right. Yeah, it's seriously.
Which means
you got to do pay to play? Down there?
Yes.
Says Jordan Lube, we got a spot for you, but you got to do a little pay to play. Can you sell 100 tickets? You know what I mean?
Still see Sass out in front of the Rainbow.
Yeah, just hawking some tickets.
We should have the sun shirt, but we can't afford sun shirts, so we literally cut the sun out of a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Spinal Tap.
And we got.
And do you ever sing on other people's records? Or?
Yeah, if they pay me.
Yeah, right. I mean, has that been going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but a lot of stuff like from Europe. Like the Shamans.
Yeah.
There's some serious metal.
Valkyrie.
Y'all like Merciful Fate. You into them?
I don't know.
King Diamond? You ever hear them?
I did as a kid.
King Diamond.
Into the Coven. I know my metal.
Come to the Sabbath! Sabbath!
Oh, yeah, no.
Shit is bomb.
No, this is,
you should get into him.
This is deep, deep
metal. No, but he's got a crazy voice because he'll be like, oh, yeah. You know,
I like Arch Enemy, but that's a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Arch Enemy.
I love Angela Gossel.
Angela's great. She's great.
Fuck anyone who can do
that.
Oh,
here it is. Somebody just tapped
the top
in.
Of the top.
Hey, one of the guys tapped in. It's called the Martini Ranch.
Martini Ranch. Thank you.
God, we are dumb.
And this guy's probably going to go.
Bless him.
Devin Priest.
You know what, dude?
Thank you, Devin. He's on the list.
Here, seriously, put him on the list. Tell him he's on the list. Is he plus one?
Hold on. Tweet your name real quick, Devin Priest or whatever, and let me see if I got it here. Oh, yeah, he's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Mustang.
You ever been to the Mustang Ranch?
No, I can't. I like that guy.
Remember him from
the replacements.
No, Andrew Strong.
The
commitments. Andrew
commitments.
Strong. The commitments. Andrew Strong. I'm fast. I'm quick.
Now remember this. Here's a weird fucking thing. The guy has a great voice. He does the best version of "Try a Little Tenderness," you know, and then he signs a record deal, and they pair him up with that mini Steve Vai, the like 8-year-old Steve Vai.
Oh,
what
right.
the fuck? Geffen Ooh, does. Wait, Geffen wait. Records signs the guy from the Commitments.
I kind of remember.
And who they put him in. He was like. He
wasn't
was,
Johnny Lang.
No. This kid was like fucking 8. And he'd just stand there like, eh, and he wear a Steve Vai hat and had his guitar and he go, ooh. and his parents would go, play that one again. Ooh.
It was Andrew Strong was the singer, and I know this because I did a record for him in 1996, and it was more grungy-ish, more like
Pearl Jam.
Yeah, but he's a great voice, right? Oh. Record never came out. I did it with his producer, Marty Fredrickson, who I now have a long history with. I've done many records with him since then. That was the first time we met, so it was kind of key because I look back and go, that was the first time I met Marty. Marty's gone on to, you know, write for Aerosmith and produce.
Right.
He's working with Aerosmith right now.
Right. Yeah. And, now, Aerosmith, they writing their songs on this record? Have you heard?
I haven't heard a note, but I hear that they're going back to
the
older. Oh, of course.
I mean, they got the old producer.
We're all.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't like any of that Aerosmith that the other people write, right? Like the I don't want to grow my eye.
That's what I grew up on.
Yeah. No, you didn't grow up on that,
dude. Shit on Idol.
Yeah, I know, huh? When you're watching Idol, were you just going like, this person sucks?
Of course, yeah. But honestly, what would you think?
Yeah.
Who is the way they are on television in real life?
No, that's
right. So the shit that was going on behind the scenes would have been such a fantastic TV show. Hysterically funny, really rude, bad,
nasty.
Let
me ask you, are they telling you who to vote for?
No.
No, are you sure?
I'm definitely sure I was there.
No, I'm just saying.
They could occasionally say, we really like so-and-so. But, you know, it's a TV show. That's
right.
What, you know, people got to understand, it's a TV show. That's
right.
A main thing. You're talking about what is going to keep viewers.
Yeah.
It's not a music show.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah,
because
it's about
TV. Right. Because the biggest failure of all time on The Idol was Taylor Hicks. The guy looked about 50. Remember the gray-haired guy?
Know.
He had the gray hair.
I remember the name, but I never watched the show.
Well, he was like, I don't watch it either, but I just knew because my boy did sound for him, right?
Sure, Dean.
Everybody says they don't watch it, and yet they all know everything about it.
I don't know one thing about it, actually. I just knew this guy. That's because my boy did sound.
I don't know what the fuck you're
talking about. And I went down to see him, and I go, how old is this guy? I mean, he looked older than me, but they said he was like 28.
Go figure.
But he was the guy that wins. And then tells Idol, fuck you, I'm going to do my own song.
Fuck you, I'm 48.
Yeah, and they're the worst songs ever. And he fails.
Wow. There you go.
There you go.
Evs, let's talk about those comedians.
Okay, yeah, so you like comedy.
Yeah.
Who do you like? And could you ever do comedy?
No. Only by accident.
Right.
Yeah. It's the most terrifying thing on the planet is to do stand up and be funny. I don't know how, and I worship people who can do that.
It's amazing.
But I haven't figured out how to do it, but I figured out what they do. I figured out the hook.
Yep.
If you make the fucking audience laugh in the first 25 to 30 seconds.
Got them.
Boom. You're in.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be
big
funny.
Big opener.
You don't even have to be funny for the rest of it because people just naturally start to laugh.
Is the opening joke of your routine, your act, is it really like the most important thing or is the closing the
one? When you're an unknown comic.
That's when.
You need to grab them right away because you're in the land of ADD, people tweeting and Facebooking
just
on
like
the phone
music.
In the front row.
Just
right.
Like music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I quit music because I'd be playing like these intimate gigs and a guy would just be in the front not even watching. You know what I mean? So it is important. But when you're a big comedian, I think you want to pace it. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to kill them right at the top. You know?
What's that guy? Oh, God. I can't think of his name.
What about the unknown comic?
The unknown comic's genius.
Really good.
He owned a club here, and he was actually a rich guy who owned an actual comedy club on Ventura Boulevard.
Wow.
And came up with that. But Unknown Comic was so cool.
The Gong Show. He was on almost every week.
All the time.
He wore
a paper bag.
A paper bag with the eyes cut out.
That's
the mouth, maybe.
And he had the craziest voice, like, oh, check it out. Oh, you're never going to see my face. Oh, it was almost Mr. Bill sounding.
Yeah. And Chuck Barris. But
what about
the whole, they would hold people back from hitting the gong.
Yeah. One time he went on
that show was great.
One time he had a guy, he went on and it was the unknown comic and he goes, oh, I got a puppet too. And his hand had a bag on it too. That's my favorite. Yeah.
Oh, wait, that reminds me of, I'm going to forget his name, he's one of my favorite.
I hate it when that happens to me constantly.
Here I come to save the day.
Underdog?
No, it means a mighty mouth on the way. Mighty Mouse? The comedian who stood there the whole time. And then
Andy Kaufman. Yeah, Andy Kaufman.
Okay, that was telepathy because I've been sitting here going, I don't get that.
Andy Kaufman's the bomb, man.
He is.
You got to understand it because what he's doing is so absurd that most people hate it, and that's what rules about it.
When he starts crying.
Because you're in the back going, this guy rules.
When he starts crying, and the crying turns to rhythm, and it turns into a bongo solo.
He's great. He was on Letterman towards the end, and he said he adopted kids, and there's three black adults he brought out. I mean, come on.
Awesome. He'd stand there with the Mighty Mouse theme playing.
Simmering in wrong sauce.
And now, you guys like Eddie Murphy, the Delirious special, right?
Top of the top, I think.
Red
I think
Fox.
That's number one funniest thing.
Red Fox.
I love Red Fox. I love Eddie Izzard.
Yeah. Izzard's great.
I fucking love Eddie
Izzard. Watch comedy on the tour bus?
Dude,
yes.
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
I love Mitch Hedberg.
Unbelievable. Oh, it was his birthday a couple days ago.
What about that guy, Stephen Wright?
Yeah. Stephen Wright, amazing. Still around. Still around.
If you're
He's
driving,
got a giant beard now.
If you're driving at the speed of light and you turn on your headlights when they go on, that's Stephen Wright.
I love this one. I live on a one-way street. It's a court. I can never leave.
Yeah. Ricky Gervais my God.
No shit, huh?
Have you ever seen the Gay Animals routine?
I love that you love comedy, you know?
Yeah, like, no, come
Ricky
on.
Ricky Gervais
Brian, would
got,
you ever try comedy?
Would you stand in front of all of Hollywood's top stars and take the piss out of them on fucking national or international TV?
Well, that
takes balls the size
of... Is he from The Office, the original
Office? Yes. Yeah.
So he already had
Gervais.
A really big... He already was...
Well, but he wasn't a big comic. He started doing comedy after
Not Seinfeld. What's the other guy? The guy...
Kramer?
No, the Jewish comic. He's got his own show that I can't believe I can't think
Seinfeld?
Of. He's the most annoying human being on the planet. He's a comic and he has a TV show. It's like sort of a reality show, and it's called
I don't know.
Obnoxious. Somebody.
Oh, with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Larry David rules.
Larry David.
I'm trying to get our questions here. I think
Larry David.
I love Larry David.
All right, if you don't like Larry David, something.
You guys want to play a song for us or what?
I don't know. Do we?
Let's just talk.
Okay, you know
we already played our song.
Okay, good.
We did Foreigner. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was going to give you guys Walk This Way if you knew the lyrics, man.
No. I said Sweet Emotion. You don't know any AC/DC, right?
Well, yeah, I do.
You do? What one?
I can't sing AC/DC.
Why not?
You got the boneless wonder.
You could do it.
So am I.
Last name on this guy is Newman.
Oh, what's his first name?
Oh, wait. Oh, no. That's wrong guy.
No, Newman's in Seinfeld.
Yeah, Newman's in Seinfeld, yeah.
Newman?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Wait, what AC/DC songs do you know?
Oh.
Do you know,
No. I know the,
okay.
I can't even think of it.
Do you know?
So I can't sing AC/DC. I'm telling you right
really?
Now. It's too hot. That's the only one I know.
Yeah.
But I can't sing it. It's too hot.
Yeah, you can try it.
I can.
You can do it like this. Living easy.
You do
you know
it.
What
that's
I mean?
Killer. You do
that's,
it.
Dane's got
it.
You, can you,
come on.
You can do it.
No. I want to hear you do it.
I don't know. Let's try it.
One,
do it.
Two,
do it.
Three.
He's doing it, not me. Don't fucking look at me. Come on.
Okay, here we go. I try to remember it. Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride, Aston Martin, leave me be, don't need rhyme, ain't nothing that I'd rather do, going down, party time, my I'm on the high. like, look at me, I'm on the way to the promised land. Yeah, do it.
Chorus out.
Highway to hell.
I'm on the highway to hell.
Highway to hell.
I'm on the highway to hell.
Highway to hell.
I'm on the highway to hell.
Highway to hell. And I'm going down. On the highway to hell.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't wake Satan from the grave.
Dean, that's the man, Bon Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Dean, is that your first? Is that your first time doing a song on your
show? We've never had music on here.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. We just had musicians on, but we never jammed.
That was great.
Thank you, man. Thank
Woo.
You.
That was fun.
How about the end of Night Prowler? He goes, shots, bud. Nano, nano.
Nano.
Yeah, like, that's great,
awesome.
Huh?
Oh, that was great, dude.
That was cool, man. Hey, Brian, so you know what? You got to that's a great one, man. You got to come on like once a month, huh?
Let's do it, dude.
Be
totally.
Like the Rock Report.
The Tishy Del Rey.
Yeah,
Del
yeah. Yeah.
Del Tishy.
Yeah, the Rock Report.
Let's
you know what
it.
I mean?
Yeah,
we just on a Monday, we just come in and clown music and talk rock.
Totally. Well,
that's a great idea.
Yeah,
guys.
I know, huh? The
totally.
Rock Report.
No, it's
I'll join you.
From,
I'll join you on like the, through a computer.
Yeah, you could
from
call.
Canada.
You could call.
Call,
too.
And,
call in and talk to you.
Sing harmonies and stuff.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Could do that. Yeah, hell yeah.
It's probably hello? Somebody saying.
Oh wait, hold
you guys
on. We got
stop.
A call. We got a call. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
My name's Carrie.
Carrie, all right.
Hi, Carrie.
A girl calling. What's going on, Carrie?
That's Sass Jordan, right?
That's Sass
yeah.
Jordan.
Oh, my God. I love her. I scream her CD in my car constantly.
Which CD?
Which one?
The first one.
Oh. Probably Racine. That's actually not the first one, but nobody here knows that. That's all good, though. That's
oh, really?
Awesome. Thank you.
Are you calling from Canada?
No.
Where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, and you
California,
had the...
California!
No, but the first record, though, was...
No, it wasn't released here.
Yeah, right. So how? Maybe she's talking about
she's talking
the
about
second
Racine.
Record.
You're talking about Make You Believe It record, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the record. Hey, give us the chorus on that real quick, Sass.
I
come
will
on.
Make you a believer.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. But you know what? Yeah. I love the other... There's other songs on there
that you
that
like
just,
better.
Like, Kill Me.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Isn't it like this sound?
Oh, yeah.
It's an open G tuning.
That's it.
Oh, it's in G?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
open
that's
G.
That's really not easy. Though.
Is it, you don't have to remind me, Carrie?
Uh-huh.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Well, it's
Carrie,
really
are you
nice
gonna
to
come see
you?
Sass play?
Where?
Well, where do you live?
In Northern California.
Definitely
oh,
not.
No.
Oh, what a bum hair. That is a bum hair.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you ever come out here, I swear to God, Sass, you can, like, stay in my house.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Wow.
Seriously.
Sass Jordan,
wow.
I think you played the Stone when I was young in San Francisco. You did the Stone.
Yeah. The
show
is awesome.
Yeah.
What she doesn't know that is sometimes at night, it gets a little crazy. She picks random places to show up and just bang on front doors and ask to come in and have a drink and chit-chat, and usually it's 3 in the morning. So just,
I'm all good with that.
Carrie, follow awesome. Sass Jordan on Twitter, @ Sass Jordan. Thanks for calling, Carrie.
Thank you.
Brian Tishy, my new rock reporter. He's @ Brian Tishy. That's T-I-C-H-Y. Also, everybody in L.A., go see Ari Shaffir's show tonight at the Improv. He's doing a storyteller show.
Yeah.
Bill Burr tomorrow night.
Bill Burr at
the Largo tomorrow night.
Awesome.
I'm going to make Brian go. He's going to try to do some bullshit, but I'm making him go. You guys, next Tuesday at the Viper Room.
Yeah, baby.
Dean, you want to intro the show, dude?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You
I'll come
intro
down.
The show?
Yeah, yeah. I'll come down. And then Friday night, Long Beach. I'll be at the Laugh Factory. Come out and see me, Long Beach, 8 p.m. Let's rock Long Beach. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah.
You guys are great today.
Thank you.